Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Well, we talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
Hey, what's something fun you can do this weekend?
Well, I am going to the park, and I will go with my friends to throw a frisbee. It's one of my favorite things to do. You can run on the grass.
That does sound like fun. I might clean my room, do some laundry, go to the grocery store.
That doesn't sound fun at all. This is the weekend, Pauline.
Well, maybe I can find some friends for dinner. But it's nice to take care of things on the weekend, too, so I can relax a little bit. Sunday, I am going golfing.
Oh, that sounds great. I bet it's been a while.
Yes, it has. And we talked all about golfing this week, too. So now I think I know how to do it. Hey, do you want to come with?
Are you going to play mini golf?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe in that case, I will come. I love mini golf.
What are some other lessons we had this week, Peter?
Well, other than golfing, we had an important lesson about titles. Remember what to call people? Mr., Miss., Mrs. Hey, question, what are you?
What am I? I am a Mrs. or a Ms. But you are just a Mr.
Oh, that's right. Well, today we're going to have a lot of fun. We have a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's look at those lessons together.
Hello, Taylor. What are you doing?
Hi, Susie. I'm looking for a birthday gift. It's for my dad.
Does he have a hobby?
Yes. He loves golf.
Maybe you can get him a new club.
Maybe.
Does he have a favorite player? You can get him some autographed golf balls.
That's a great idea.
Do you like playing golf?
I play golf with my dad, but I enjoy mini golf more.
Me too. I love mini golf.
Really? There is an 18-hole mini golf course near the park.
Can we play on Saturday?
Okay.
Great. I can't wait. We can have a lot of fun.
How many holes does this golf course have?
It has 18. Most golf courses do.
Oh, okay.
The goal of the game is to get the ball into the hole. You have to strike the ball with a club.
That sounds easy.
It's not. You only have a few strokes to do it.
How many?
Usually just 3, 4, or 5.
Golf isn't an easy game.
It's not, but it's fun. You must hit your ball onto the green. You must also avoid the sand and water traps.
Can you get the ball into the hole with one stroke?
Yes, that's called a hole-in-one. But it's hard to do that. You have to aim carefully.
Well, I'm going to try.
Good. Now, let's play.
Susie, what are you doing?
I'm writing a letter.
Who are you sending it to?
An old friend. I need to address the envelope.
Do you know your friend's address?
Yes, but I don't know her title. Is it Miss White or Mrs. White?
It could also be Ms. White.
Is she married? I don't know. I haven't talked to her in years.
You look happy, Tina.
I am happy. I just got some good news.
What news?
It's about my brother. He passed his exams.
That's great. What was he studying?
He was studying medicine. He was in medical school.
And now he's done?
Yes. He was Mr. Jensen, but now he's Dr. Jensen.
You're interviewing some interesting people next week, Rob.
I am? Who are they?
On Wednesday, Professor Isabel Jones will be on the show.
Professor Jones is a famous zoologist, right?
Yes. She discovered a new kind of caterpillar.
Who else am I interviewing?
Well, on Thursday, Captain John Wren will be here.
I think I know that name.
Taylor, did you hear?
Did I hear what, Tina?
Captain John Wren is going to be Rob's guest on the show next week.
Really? Do you mean the pilot who flew alone to the North Pole?
Yes, I think he's amazing.
Well, he must be very brave. He'll make an interesting guest.
I agree. Rob can do a great interview with him.
Alice and Cindy were doing their homework for history class. Alice didn't like history. She thought it was boring. Cindy liked history, so she didn't mind the homework. But the homework was taking a long time. Alice and Cindy wanted to go to a movie. They needed to leave soon, but they still had a lot of homework to do. Alice couldn't wait. She had an idea.
Cindy,
she said,
this homework is taking too long. We can work faster.
How can we do that?
Asked Cindy.
Homework always takes a long time, and we have a lot more to do.
It doesn't have to take a long time,
said Alice.
Let's make a deal. We can share the work. You finish my history homework, and I will do your math homework.
Cindy was surprised. Alice's idea sounded like cheating, and Cindy didn't want to cheat, but she did want to go to the movie.
I don't know, Alice,
Cindy said.
If you do my math homework, I will get a bad grade on the test. I won't be able to do the problems.
Don't worry,
said Alice.
I will help you study for the test. We have to help each other, right?
What should Cindy do? What would you do?
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
All right, Peter, I am ready for any questions. I have my notes, and friends, you can try to answer with me.
All right, where should we start first?
Let's first start with golf. But this time I want to talk about mini golf first, because I like mini golf more than regular golf.
Okay, regular golf is on a large golf course. And it's kind of serious. Mini golf is different. Why is that?
Well, mini golf courses have lots of fun little things like waterfalls and windmills. It's cute and fun.
You can also play with many people. It's not as tiring, so you can have a fun time talking to your friends.
Exactly. Okay, maybe we should talk about real golf now. Can you explain what the green is?
Okay, well, we know the color green, but this is a noun, the green. This is the place where the hole is. It's special because the grass is very, very short, so the ball will go very fast. It's hard to get the ball in the hole.
That's right. Did you get that one right, friends? Okay, here's another question. What is a stroke?
Well, when you swing your club, you strike the ball. And so we call that a stroke.
That's
right. So every stroke you count during a game of golf.
There you go. Very good. One last question. There are sand traps and water traps on the golf course. What is a trap?
Well, a trap tries to catch something, like a mouse trap. We put them in our houses to catch mice. But these are a little different. They're made of sand to try to catch your ball. It's hard to hit your ball out of the sand.
That's right. All right, let's change topics. Let's discuss the Talk About It article. I always like these articles.
So what subjects at school were you good at? What subjects were you not so good at?
When I was in school, I didn't like science. I was not very good at it. Although now I love science.
Well,
what about you?
I was not good at math, but I love science. So we might trade our homework. But that would be cheating, just like we learned in our Talk About It. Well, friends, now it's time for a short break. We'll be back after this. Welcome back, friends. So, Pauline, let's discuss this Talk About It a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I really liked the Talk About It. It's great to have a story where we can think about something like this. It may seem okay, but she will not do well on the test if she cheats.
That is not the only thing that is wrong. But when we do homework, we do it to learn. If you let someone else do it, you don't learn and you don't improve or get better.
Right. And lastly, it is lying. You put your name on the homework and you say you did it, but you didn't. So I think that's cheating.
Well, friends, we hope you think about that. But now it's time to look at those features. We can watch them together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. Do you know my full name? It's Jack Cao. People who know me well call me Jack. People who don't know me well call me Mr. Cao. Names and title are fun things to talk about. I hope you know when and how to use people's titles correctly.
When we want to show respect or we don't know someone well, we use a title and a last name. Jack's name is Jack Cao, so he is Mr. Cao. We use Mr. as a title for any man. There are three titles for women. If a woman is married, her title may be Mrs. Lee or Mrs. Chen. She can also be Miss Lee or Miss Chen. The title Miss can be used by a woman who is married or not married. The title Miss is for a woman who is not married. When a person is a doctor, we can call them doctor and their last name. And we can call a professor by the title professor with his or her last name. But we don't use the title teacher in English. We just use the titles Mr., Mrs., or Miss. So if your teacher's family name is Hu, you would say Mr. Hu, Mrs. Hu, or Miss Hu, but not Teacher Hu. But principal and coach can be titles. You can say Coach Shi or Principal Ye. When you talk about a police officer, you can call him or her by the title officer. There are also titles for people in government. Mayor Tan, Governor Jane, or President Tsai. When you want to show someone respect, be sure to use the correct title.
This afternoon, I'm going to see a friend. His name is Professor Hardy, but I don't use his title because he is a good friend. I just call him Bill. But when you don't know someone well, or when you want to show respect, use their title. But please call me Jack, not Mr. Cow, because I'm your friend. That's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about titles, and here to answer my question is Mr. Title. Hi Ty, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Now Ty, I have a question here from Cody Chang of Dallas, Texas. Ty, can you help us answer it?
Sure, I would love to. What's the question?
Well, Cody writes, I know in English we use different titles when we speak to a woman. Can you tell me the difference between Miss, Ms., and Mrs.?
That's a great question, Cody. It is important to learn about titles in English. Then you can use the right titles when you talk to people.
That's very true. So what is the difference between Miss, M-I-S-S, Ms., M-S, and Mrs., M-R-S?
Well, when you use Miss, we are speaking to a younger woman who is not married.
So we wouldn't use Miss with an older woman who isn't married?
Well, you could, but that is not common.
Well, then what title would we use with an older woman who is not married?
You can use the title Miss, as in M-S, period. We can use Miss with any woman.
So we can use Ms. when we talk to a woman, whether they are married or not.
That's right. And lastly, if we know the woman is married, then we can use Mrs.
So if we call someone Mrs. Smith, then we know that she is married.
That's right. And usually her last name is her husband's surname.
I see. Well, thanks, Ty. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oliver. Come on, buddy. We're supposed to be exercising, not looking at our cell phones.
Okay, okay. I'll put it away. Hey.
Hey, what?
Do you want to go to a movie?
You mean later?
No, I mean now. Stacy and Fred are going to see a movie that starts in 10 minutes.
But we're exercising.
Well, then we can exercise faster.
And that was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you going to join us for our exercise? It's called R200X.
Sure. But, I came because your friend here said a super sentence.
I did?
Yes, the super sentence for today is, we can do something faster. You said we can exercise faster.
Yeah, I did. We can exercise faster than we can see the movie.
Not so fast. While we are here, why don't you use this super sentence in another way?
Okay. We can read faster?
We can read faster!
We can drive faster!
We can drive faster! We can eat faster! We can drink faster! We can swim faster! We can do many things faster! It's truly a super sentence!
Right, so we can exercise faster than...
We are going to exercise for 20 minutes, Oliver. No less than 20 minutes.
Okay. But if we exercise faster, then we can see the movie in 10 minutes.
How are you going to exercise faster?
Oh, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's go.
What is that?
Well, always remember, a super sentence every day will... make your English great? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh. I really should find a new exercise partner.
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn our English. And we can always practice here together.
Yes, friends, we always enjoy answering questions with you, and you can always come back on Saturdays to review the lessons with us. You also get to watch those conversations again.
That's right. Well, Pauline, I was thinking about our talk about it. And what if our friends still help each other? But wait, just think about this. They can do their homework at the same time, and they can teach each other, too.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. That's not cheating. I also was not great at math when I was in high school, so I often had friends help me, and I learned how to do it better. That's great.
Well, we learn a lot together on this show. Make sure to join us Monday, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.